This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set?
Cocked.
Locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. This hour, we're going to be talking with Greg Lesher. And Greg is the station manager, the radio station manager at KYAH, KYAH in Delta, Utah. AM 540, low on the dial. And Greg lives off the grid and has for years, and he's an innovator, and he invents things, and he's a do-it-yourself kind of guy. And we thought that it would be really kind of fun to talk about do-it-yourself projects relating to off-grid living. Things that you can do very, very inexpensively. Thoughts that very few people have on how to use what you have and replace expensive with inexpensive. Welcome, Greg Lesher.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Vincent.
Yeah.
I've been doing this, for about 10 years.
So, can you describe what life is like off the grid for those who might be new to this topic? Let's start with what it's like, and then let's get into the tips that you have.
Okay, well, what it's like is, let me give you a brief outline of what happened. I sold a home 15 years ago, and I decided I am sick and tired of wasting my life feeding the grid, feeding just about everything that has to do with living in a town or, in a city. And I had been through a divorce, and we had decided to, I just popped the question, how would you like to live off grid? And my wife said, it sounds fun. So we began looking for some land, and we found about 30 acres on rangeland, basically, is what they call it, but 9.5 miles from the nearest power line. And we found some road access, and the land was fairly cheap because there was really nothing there. And, we were living in an apartment because I'd sold my home. And we decided to purchase this land for next to nothing. And we got a manufactured home and put out there. I'd taken some high school classes on electronics, so this is pretty basic to me. I decided, let's start getting some solar and then put together a system. So we start having two solar panels, of course, which was not much, and a couple of batteries, but it was a start. And slowly over the next year, we got this place in shape so that we could actually move out here. Now I've got about a 5.5 kilowatt system of solar panels and a battery bank, a nice battery bank. And I'd like to explain how I made it so affordable. It's kind of not exactly... I mean, I saved a lot of dollars doing this, and I'm going to tell you how. First, we all know how expensive copper wiring is. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So I thought about it for a while, and to put these battery banks together, I got a pretty good heavy-duty metal strip. And I went ahead and drilled that out and used that as, you know, I made sure there was more than enough steel there so that the batteries, you know, wouldn't get the steel warm when we're, you know, using like a washing machine or dishwasher or something like that. And I used that instead. And, one thing I noticed, you know, it made the battery bank a lot more stable because the batteries wouldn't move around, basically. So I built a battery box, and I used a metal strap, and then I went ahead and used dielectric grease on the terminals to keep it from, you know, corroding. And I sprayed the terminal coating over the top of it so that I wouldn't experience any rust or corrosion. And it, to this day, it's done wonderful. But the battery bank I'd like to talk a little bit about. I used lead-acid batteries, and I was able to get batteries from Sam's Club for about $85 a piece for golf cart batteries. And they're lead-acid, 6-volt. So I wired a series parallel. Each, you know, a series would be if you're taking two batteries and you put one negative to one positive, and then you use the remaining negative and positive from 6, it goes to 12 volts. That's series. And parallel would be if you lined a bunch of those up. So I ended up with 24 batteries and did a little bit of research, and I found in back of Home Power magazine, there was an article written that said EDTA salt restores dead batteries. And I got a hold of the guy. He actually lives in Orem, Utah, which is a couple hours from here. But in the back of Home Power magazine, he's always advertising his EDTA salt. And what I found out is if you go ahead and take about a teaspoon per cell and mix it with distilled water, you have to make sure it's dissolved, and you put that into the battery, it will not sulfate. The plates will remain clean, basically, and those batteries will last well over 10 years, as I found out.
That's quite impressive. So that's EDTA salt?
EDTA salt, yes. It's a food-grade salt.
Yeah.
And actually, I got a little paper on it because it is food-grade, and it's one of the ways that the medical profession will actually recommend for taking the heavy metals out of your body. You can actually drink a little bit of this stuff, put it in some lemonade or something like that, and it chelates around the heavy metals in your body, and basically they come out in your urine. But it's the same stuff, EDTA salt. It's food grade.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to dissolve it in the like a teaspoon and a little bit of distilled water before you pour it in the batteries. Otherwise, they'll just go to the bottom and set.
Mm-hmm.
But and if you have some batteries that are starting to get a little bit of sulfate on the plates, and they're starting to lose their capacity, when you put it in there, you'll see it start to fizz, and you just go ahead and use that battery as normal, and eventually it will gain back its capacity, which is quite amazing to me. It's a little trick I learned, and it really works well.
So, but normally a golf cart battery might have a lifespan of 5 years, isn't that right?
Yeah, and I had mine going for about eight or nine years, and unfortunately I didn't watch the level on them. And they got low. And that's the only way you'll damage your batteries.
When you say low level, are you talking about depth of discharge, or are you talking about electrolyte?
Electrolyte. Yeah,
okay.
You've got to keep the electrolyte. So every couple of months, you've got to go in there and check and make sure you have distilled water and, you know, keep your levels topped off.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you keep your batteries charged, we've handled 20 below zero temperatures out here in my battery shed, and the batteries remain fine. But if you let the batteries down, below 10 volts, they will freeze. So you've got to keep your batteries up.
That's right. Fully charged batteries will freeze at a much lower temperature than a discharge battery. And there was this old wives' tale, or old mechanics' tale, back in the 30s and the 40s, 1930s, 40s, maybe even the 20s, that you never put your lead-acid battery on a concrete floor because they said it would damage the battery. And what really was happening is the cold. It was the cold that was damaging the discharge battery.
Sure.
It wasn't really the concrete. But they say, you know, put it on a block of wood, which would help insulate the bottom of the battery from the concrete floor. So you're absolutely right. Okay, that's a great tip. So and because the batteries are darn expensive, they really are.
Yeah, they are.
And looking at replacing those batteries every 5 years is quite prohibitive. Now, what I've been experimenting with is a battery desulfator, and I've got a bulldozer here. It's actually
it's a
track loader.
Yeah.
And that darn thing has two very large batteries, 12 volt batteries in series size 29, group 29. So they're the largest of the automotive type batteries. Two of them in series, so it's a 24 volt system. And you know, it wasn't starting very well. So I put a pulsing desulfator on them, and after about a week each, it starts fine. And then we have a John Deere tractor that has two batteries as well, when they're in parallel, and that was having trouble starting. So we put the desulfator on there after a couple weeks, and that's fine. Then we have a backhoe that has a couple 12-volt batteries, and I didn't want to start. And what I'm saying is we're battery poor. So we probably have, if you add up all the equipment that has batteries, the trucks, the farm equipment, the tractors, and so forth, we probably have somewhere close to 20 automotive truck-type batteries, lead-acid batteries. And if you look at, you know, the life expectancy of 3 years, I mean, that's way too many batteries. It used to be $39 to replace them. Now you're looking at $140 to replace them. So it's cost prohibitive to have equipment that's battery, you know, that starts with a battery. So that's a great point. And I'm going to look into that EDTA salt, because that'll save us a lot of time. When we come back, you want to tell us a little bit about how you replaced copper wire with something else that's like $10 for 20 feet? That's pretty cool. We'll be right back. Greg Lesher's with us. He's the station manager at AM 540 KYAH Delta, Utah, which covers Salt Lake City, one of our affiliates. You can listen to us right here at Drive Time. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433,
432-6433. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg Lesher is with us, and we're talking about do-it-yourself ways of saving money if you want to install a solar or alternative energy system. And Greg, you've used something other than copper wire, heavy copper wire to run from the batteries to your solar charge controller and to your inverter, right?
Yeah, but because, you know, batteries and lead is so important right now, I just wanted to give a couple more. I look at problems that you have with the system, and I obviously come up with a solution. Before we get into that, I'd just like to finish with the batteries really quick, if you don't mind.
Sure, that'd be great.
Yeah, because Obama shut down the last smelting plant for lead in the United States, so, you know, the prices are going to go up, and I think that had to do with
They have, and that plant is right down the road from us. It's called the Doe Run plant, right near where one of our instructors lives, John Moore. Yeah, you're absolutely right. By the way, I called them up, and I said, would you like us to get involved, and we'll expose the corruption involved in this? Because we can see that this is critical to our national defense. And they said, no, it's okay. We already cut a deal with the EPA. We're not going to do it. We're going to shut down the plant.
Well, let me tell you something about bullets really quick. If you mold your own bullets, I can tell you how to make a bullet without lead. And it'll actually hold in a high-power rifle. The weight will be different, so you have to adjust your cables. But 90% zinc and 10% aluminum. You have to melt the aluminum first, or it will not not be able to mix them. 90% by weight, zinc, 10% aluminum. And where do we get aluminum? Tin cans, whatever. I mean, you know, pop cans. Where do we get the zinc?
Mm-hmm.
They changed the fill of a penny to zinc. And anyway, this bullet will literally hold together, and in a high power rifle, you don't have to bring the charge down. But there's a tip for you if you you do your own ammunition. But anyway, back to the batteries. Another thing that will keep your batteries is build yourself a small root cellar, because that root cellar will keep your batteries at the optimal temperature using the thermal properties of the ground. So you don't, even if they get low in a bad situation you might be faced with, they won't freeze if they are low mm-hmm. on their electrolyte.
So you're talking about somewhere around 65 degrees in a root cellar.
Yes. And you get below that frost line, and those batteries, you don't have to worry about them freezing, because ice crystals in them will push the plates and damage your battery. That's something. I mean, Ma Bell batteries are like, some of them are 80, 100 years old, and they're still in operation. So these little tricks with the EDTA salt and things like that, they're building them so that they don't last. But this is going to keep your batteries up and going. Another thing is also if you need it, don't buy a generator, a regular generator, to maintain your battery bank. That's a waste of money. It's a waste of fuel. Let me tell you why. Because you're bringing the voltage up to 110, and you're knocking it back down to 12 or 24 or whatever else your system is at. There's a simpler way. They make 12 and they make 24 volt alternators. Now, I don't say any alternator. I say Lee Snavell makes a semi-truck alternator. It's 100% duty cycle, and you can even on eBay find some really special. I found one for $100, brand new. It's a 270-amp alternator, 100% duty cycle. And you can guess what I'm going to do with that. I hooked up a 8-horsepower Honda motor to this and ran my cables to the battery bank, and it should they get low, within about an hour of running that generator, my batteries are topped off and ready to go for the rest of the day. Should you have
now that would, and you're looking at how much fuel, a gallon and a half?
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For it equals about a full day charging. It's 270.
There you go. Okay, we'll be right back, and we're talking about do-it-yourself tips from a man who lives off-grid and has for 10 years. We're talking about inexpensive batteries. We're talking about building your own charger with a 12-volt large chuck alternator, 270 amps at 12 volts, actually probably around 14 volts. And we'll be right back.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher is sharing do-it-yourself tips for alternative energy. Greg, I just went to eBay, and I was looking at some of these 270-amp alternators, and they're expensive, but you can find them for right now for at the low price of about, the lowest you'll find is about $200. So,
not bad.
Good hunting class. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now let me give you, I'm going to move kind of quick because I got a lot of information. I hope everybody has their pencil and paper ready, but there's a book, a little pamphlet-sized book. I think it was $4 when I purchased it. It's called Alternator Secrets. Now, this is invaluable if you're going, if you've got a 48-volt system, because what you, it shows you how to do is open the voltage so that it literally will put out 120, 130 volts. Now, this is fine for your battery bank because it's going to soak it up, but it will not regulate, so you've got to be careful and not overcharge your batteries. But you, so you've now all of a sudden you have a direct current going into your batteries and not having to be, you know, up or down. And it's going to take a lot less time and a lot less fuel to charge your batteries. There's not a, no wasted power at all. Every bit of that gasoline will be going into your battery bank. And then this alternator secrets, you know, it just shows you how to open it. Now, there's another company called Atkinson Electronics. And what you can do there is buy a generator logic control module that will actually turn your generator off and off, on and off if you've got an electric start. And you can do some basic wiring. Atkinson Electronics, and they're out of Salt Lake City, but they make a really nice generator logic control. Now all of a sudden you have an automatic generator if your batteries get too low, you know, and it makes it quite nice. But now we go back to the what I use instead of, I did use some copper wire, of course, to go down to some PVC pipe, but instead of running copper, expensive copper wire like welding cables to where, you know, my solar array is to the battery bank and charge controller, what I did is I took PVC pipe and I took and I went to the hardware store because there's nothing in the books that says you cannot use steel for or iron for you know, for electricity. In fact, there's a lot of, you know, you've got your bolts and nuts that you're using on your electronics anyway that are made out of steel. So what I did is I went and I bought, I figured out the gauge and I doubled it in size and got rebar. And what I did is I ran that and I welded it together and kept running it down the PVC pipe till I got to the joint where I needed to make a 90-degree angle. And then what I did is I took one of those long junction box for a 90-degree angle PVC. They kind of got an oblong cap on them. And what I did on the end is I went to the hardware store and I bought those zinc-coated strips that are about, 4 or 5 inches long, and they've got holes drilled in them. I made sure that they were, you know, good thick ones. They're zinc coated. And I cut those and welded those to the end for a terminal. And I filed the terminal basically so that it would fit down the PVC pipe and into this little junction box. And that is where I put my copper wiring to make the 90-degree angle into the PVC pipe going up. And I did the same thing, you know, on the other end. And that way I could make any kind of a turn I wanted to. And I saved myself literally hundreds of dollars running this rebar and PVC. And I, of course, buried it under the ground, and it's completely watertight. But I made sure I used the dielectric grease on all the terminals because you don't want any corrosion. But and it's
yeah, class,
for years.
Dielectric grease is something that we use in our farm shop and our automotive shop here. And it comes in a tube, kind of like a smaller than typical toothpaste tube, about $5. And if you use light bulbs, if you replace the light bulbs in your automotive lenses, taillight lenses and so forth, you can put a little bit of dielectric grease on there, and it will keep those connections from corroding. And we've been using it more and more and more. Now, mechanics used to use wheel bearing grease on their battery terminals, but that caused problems because the wheel bearing grease seemed to act as a as an insulator as well when it got really hot under the hood. But we have been experimenting more and more with dielectric grease, and you might want to do the same as well, class. Really, really good point. So what?
Yeah.
What I did was I looked up the price of rebar, half-inch rebar, which is this reinforced steel bar that you put in concrete, class. It's got little bumps on it. It comes in 10 or 20-foot sections. 10 feet of it is about $5 at Lowe's, the home improvement store, and 20 feet is around $9. So way, way more inexpensive than using copper cable. But what about the voltage loss? The voltage loss. How much voltage loss? First of all, how far are you running?
Steel is, like I say, it's a good conductor. What I did is I doubled the size of my gauge to make sure that I had more than enough. And one way you can tell is if you're using something too small, is it's going to get warm. It's called heat loss.
Right.
There has been absolutely no heat loss at all. In fact, I think I overdid the size, but that's better, you know.
Sure.
Because PVC is
too. Yeah, how far are you running with this rebar for?
150 feet.
Wow.
Because I have a lot of panels up on my roof of my home.
So are you using this for, you're going from, okay, well, that's kind of what we would be.
My junkie box, all the way out to my battery box, and where I bring it up, and of course, you know, I do use the copper wire from those 90-degree turns up to the batteries and to the junction boxes and things like that. But
so you're coming from
tremendously
from your solar panels. Is that the you're bringing your electricity from your solar panels?
I've got my solar panels on the roof, and they're copper wire down to my breaker box, which has got a bunch of breakers in it that are, you know, for DC. Each panel has its own breaker. And from the breaker box down to the ground, which is about 4 feet off the ground, I have some good old welding cable. But at that point with the terminal, when I make that 90-degree turn into that little 90-degree turn, you know, electrical box that fits on the end of your PVC, it goes right to the terminal I welded on the end of the rebar, and it's a straight shot. And rebar does bend pretty easy, and so does PVC if you need to make a long, you know,
long gentle bend.
Curve. Yeah, gentle bend.
Mm-hmm.
And I have just been thrilled with it, because I know what it takes to buy that much welding cable. It's extremely expensive. You're talking dollars a foot, it's, you know, instead of 10-foot length. But
What I did was sort of similar. I bought some used overhead power cable. There was a guy selling it on Craigslist, the aluminum. Heavier gauge than I needed. I did the same thing you did, but I did it in aluminum, and I put it in PVC and ran it underground. So there are more than one way of skinning this cat. Now, what a great idea.
And
I love it.
Aluminum, definitely got to use the dielectric grease, because, well, I know they have regulations on aluminum, so you got to be careful with that, because when aluminum gets hot, it melts, and that can be a fire starter. But the steel, you know, it's not going to melt on you. That connection will remain. But anyway,
especially since you welded.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the, I've got almost a 5,000 watt Outback energy system. Outback inverter. It's an. I didn't get the inverter charger. I didn't get the grid tie because there's absolutely no reason for me to out here, 10 miles from the nearest power line. But the Outback system, that's the one I chose. I have installed Schneider. I like those too. The nice thing about some of these Schneider is they have both sides of the grid for you, 110, 220. But I'm able to run a wire feed, a welder, 110 off of my system. You know, that's the one thing you got to get used to, is you can't run too many appliances at once, or you'll pop the breaker and knock the inverter offline. You have to go flip some switches. But there's nothing I can't do out here. I can run a welder, a washing machine, a gas dryer. And living off-grid, your best friend is propane for cooking, for a dryer. We've got, of course, we've got wood stove, coal stove, but we also have propane ventless heater that does serves its purpose out here. Because and if you're dealing with electric, anything electric heat other than maybe a microwave or a toaster, it's not going to be do you any justice off-grid. Those are big power eaters. And some of the refrigerators and freezers that you can get now are less than buying a 75-watt light bulb. These Energy Star fridges and freezers do fine. So we actually run a 27-cubic-foot fridge and a 29-cubic-foot freezer off of our system. And in the wintertime when there's less light, in the wintertime when there's less light, we just use a little timer that kicks it off at a certain time when we know we're not going to be opening the fridge and freezer. And in the morning when the sun's up, it kicks back on. And we haven't had any melting or loss of food or anything for 10 years now. So these little tips will keep you alive.
So, Greg, if... Yeah, we we do. Greg, if the supply chain were to fail in terms of electricity, you're good for years, right?
Oh, I'm good for a long time.
We'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Fox, I can't have something.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, I've got your
take. My, when you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Greg Lesher's with us, and he is the radio station manager at KYAH AM 540 in Delta, Utah, and he plays USA Prepares Drive Time. The 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock hours local time in Utah. And we've got Kyle. Kyle lives off the grid as well. Kyle's in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Fascinating show, Vince. But I just noticed a couple of things that I thought maybe people, I didn't want them to miss. If you're going to use rebar, you have to use the positive in one cable and the negative in another pipe. They have to be two pipes. They can't be in the same pipe. Because if you're running uninsulated wire, uninsulated conductors like that, of course, it will short out really fast.
That's a good point. That's an assumption that I'm sure Greg and I made, that you'd use two separate pieces of PVC pipe, correct? And you weld it with the cement that is used for joining those pipes, and you want to keep water out.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And you've got to be careful when you're dealing with your battery not to use, drop a wrench across the terminals, or you're going to have fireworks that you don't want. One other great thing is that garage sales are your friend. I picked up almost 100 feet of four-conductor number four copper SO cord, it's called. It's like a huge extension cord. And when I was running my panels, I just stripped off the outer layer of that SO cord, and I had four number four conductors in there that were all copper, and I bought it for $20 at a garage sale. And so I got all of my wire for basically, I'm only running about 50 feet. But just one thing, that a tip that might help some people look around. When you see this great big old wire, it's practically an inch in diameter, and it'll have four number four wires in there. If it says right, it'll say right on it, four conductor number four wire. You want to look for that. But number four wire will handle copper in particular, will handle a lot of amps for a long distance. And I have, I've checked my voltage. I'm running about 50 feet, and I have like 1/10 of 1 volt voltage drop across that.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to, you know, last time I was on the program, I talked a lot about, you know, understanding law and things like that. Because when I first came out here, of course, they told the county inspector showed up and said I needed to get a generator. And it basically was one of these generators that you'd run a Smith's on if the power went down. And I looked at the guy in the eye and I said, you're an idiot. You don't know a thing about off-grid, do you? And I said, I told him to leave. Well, then he started leaving, you know, tags at on my house. Well, I knew enough about law that I had put a sign up outside at my gate. And from that point on, he would leave the tags out there telling me what I needed to do. And so I put up another sign that basically showed him that I understood my land rights and knew more than he did as far as that's concerned. I never got another tag left out there on my gate. Ever again, I've never had a problem. You know, they even come out here and assess the value of the property for taxes. But you've got to know what you're doing and who you're doing it, because a lot of these laws and regulations are set up to keep you from doing what we're doing. And that is disconnecting.
Greg, what does your sign say?
Oh, it's about 3 pages long. And it's filled with laws. It's filled with laws and on land grants and land patents and things of that nature. And it basically, you know, it calls them out because they really are a corporation, and they've got to be able to prove that, you know, you have some kind of a contract with them, and they just can't do it when I was through. But anyway, that's why I talked last time about what I did, because. Yeah. If they make it a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we
Kyle, thanks so much for calling in. Yeah, this is it. We're done. We are done. After
okay.
20 seconds or so, we're off the air.
Next time we can talk. Yeah, next time we can talk.
I've got a lot more. Yeah. Sounds great. Greg Lesher, station manager, KYAH, Delta, Utah. Thanks so much for being with us, Greg.
Class? OutbackEnergySystems.com is where you get a hold of me. OutbackEnergySystems.com.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.